It's a legendary fashion brand. The name Ferragamo is synonymous with stylish footwear. But what most people don't know is that the very first Ferragamo shoe store in America was in Santa Barbara.
Who would have thought that somebody who actually became absolutely world famous got his start here in little old Santa Barbara?
Historian Michael Redman is the director of research at the Santa Barbara Historical Museum. Redman has studied the Ferragamo story and its little-known but key connection to the South Coast.
Salvatore Ferragamo was born in 1898 in a very small town in southern Italy. He came from a family of 14 children. The family was pretty poor. They had a very small family farm. And from the get-go, Salvatore didn't have any interest in working on the farm. He was interested in becoming a cobbler, a shoemaker.
Redman says Ferragamo was able to pursue his shoemaking interest thanks to an unexpected opportunity.
His big breakthrough was at the occasion of one of his sister's first communions, and the tradition was you were supposed to wear white shoes. Well, the family couldn't afford to buy her white shoes, so Salvatore made them. And that was sort of his breakthrough because the family relented and allowed him to become an apprentice to a cobbler. In 1909, at the tender age of 11, he went to Naples to live for several months to learn more about the shoemaker's trade, and then he came back to his small town and opened his own shop.
Ferragamo was just a teenager, but his store was a big hit.
He had six people considerably older than him working for him, so he made a success of the shop, but it wasn't enough for him. In 1914, he immigrated to the United States and joined an older brother who was working in a shoe factory in Boston. And so Salvatore went to work at the factory, but he really didn't like it at all. To quote his autobiography, he called American shoes heavy, clumsy, and brutal.
Here's where Santa Barbara comes into the picture. Ferragamo had another brother who lived in the U.S., a tailor in Santa Barbara. So the young man, he was only 18 at the time, moved to the city in 1916, which was one of the centers of the new movie business.
One of the big industries in Santa Barbara was the Flying A Studios, which was actually one of the largest movie studios in the entire country. And he and his brother saw an opportunity. The studio constantly needed shoes. So the brothers opened a small shop on State Street to make shoes for the studio, to do shoe repair work, and every once in a while to do some custom shoe manufacturing.
The historian says the business was a huge success, but it still wasn't enough to satisfy the enterprising young man.
The family was able to buy a house here in Santa Barbara, which unfortunately, today, not a lot of people can say that. During this time, Salvatore was always trying to improve himself. He commuted to USC to take night courses. He took another night course to improve his English. He was always trying to improve his shoemaking skills.
The shop was in downtown Santa Barbara on the 1,000 block of State Street, several blocks southeast of the Flying A Studios. For the last few decades, the site was home to Aldo's, a popular Italian restaurant which has since closed. Fate would intervene again, pushing him to Hollywood and stardom.
In 1920, the Flying A Studio shut down. The brothers had to go back primarily to doing just shoe repair work. This didn't satisfy the craftsman skills and desires of Salvatore. So ultimately, in 1923, he moved to and opened a shop in Hollywood. And the rest, I guess you can say, is fashion footwear history.
Redman says Ferragamo returned to Europe in 1927, where his business really took off. Ferragamo died in 1960, but the business, of course, lives on and expanded to include everything from purses to eyewear. Does the historian own any Ferragamos?
They're beyond my price range.
A pair of men's Oxfords will cost about $800, and some cap-toed Oxfords will set you back about $1,300. Women's pumps seem like a bargain by comparison, ranging from $500 to $600. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.